USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Harvey Weinstein's legal team says they plan to appeal after he was convicted of rape and committing a criminal sexual act. Defense attorney Arthur Idella says he feels the evidence brought against his client was weak, claiming the notoriety surrounding Weinstein's reputation was the only reason he was charged.
Not a doubt in my mind, if his name was Harvey Jones or Harold Jones, he would not have even been charged on this evidence. And I don't say that in a very cavalier way. I started interning at this office 30 years ago. I'm a former prosecutor. I'm a defense attorney.
Stocks have the Monday blues, and the coronavirus is blamed for the sharp downward turn. The Dow fell over 1,000 points at the open of trading, and all the gains for the year are gone. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 also went into the red as investors are reacting to the news of the rapid spread of the coronavirus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The city of Los Angeles and folks around the world are remembering Kobe Bryant. The widow of the Lakers legend Vanessa spoke about her child Gianna before mentioning her late husband.
And she was so thoughtful to remember to kiss me every day. She was daddy's girl, but I know she loved her mama, and she would always tell me and show me how much she loved me.
Thousands of people are attending the memorial service at the Staples Center. A religious freedom case will go before the nation's highest court. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Supreme Court will hear a case involving religious freedom, same-sex couples, and foster parenting. The city of Philadelphia ending a long-time contract with Catholic Social Services when the group banned gay parents from being involved in the city's foster care program. The charity then sued the city on religious freedom grounds. Arguments in the case won't be heard until the court's next term, which begins in October.
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A protest in Haiti turns violent and erupts in gunfire. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Haiti's huge three-day carnival celebration was to have started, but the government canceled it after Haitian police exchanged gunfire for hours with soldiers of the newly reformed army outside the National Palace. The firefight is a dangerous escalation of protests over police pay and working conditions.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are continuing their two-day visit to India. Now, as far as what this visit means to the United States and the world, James Carafano is with the Heritage Foundation, and he tells Fox News.
Well, you know, the U.S. has been trying to move this relationship forward since the Bush years. So why is it really gaining momentum now? Well, part of it's the two leaders that you saw on stage there who personally take responsibility for really energizing this relationship. But the other three reasons are China. What was the other one? Oh, yeah, China. Right. This is so strategically important for the United States to block China's destabilizing activity, not just in the Pacific, but in the Indian Ocean. But also, if the U.S. wants a big manufacturing partner, a low-cost manufacturing partner that is stable and dependable, and can have supply lines and logistic lines that go into a country that we can depend on, that option is going to be India, now the fifth largest economy in the world.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.